Proclamation number 7243 of 1st of January, 1959. Spiritual and earthly turn. You humans need never fear a change as long as you make an effort to live in accordance with my will, for then everything will come upon you as it is good for your soul. And I will also remember your earthly hardship and take mercy on you. For I do know which path every individual person takes, I also know which tests he still has to pass and which means I still have to use in order to help him progress spiritually. But I will no longer need to use such means which are so painful for him because I know his attitude which is meant for me and because his will strives to reach me. But a turning point lies ahead of you all, earthly and spiritual. And it will involve much disaster, much suffering and many trials which cannot pass people by without affecting every individual. But they need not hit every individual hard but can be passed powerfully and still bring much blessing to the one who only sees my guidance in everything and devotedly submits to my will. And even if you still seem to enjoy great tranquility, the turning point will come as surely as one day follows the next, because the day of the end is coming ever closer and by then much will still have happened which shall disturb your tranquility and make you reflect on yourselves. Such a turning point will take place earthly and spiritually. Earthly there will be much unrest and upheaval of the traditional. And spiritually there will be an ever-increasing lack of faith, a battle of darkness against the light, an anti-Christian approach against schools of thought. The battle against faith will be waged everywhere, sometimes even under the guise of piety, of an earnest desire for truth. Only to eradicate the old and replace faith with a modern doctrine of wisdom, which, however, proves, aims at and achieves complete darkening of the spirit. The time has come when the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ will be challenged by those who seem to want what is right and yet are welcome servants to my adversary when it comes to taking action against Jesus Christ and his teaching and to portraying everything connected with the person of Jesus as a legend. And therefore the time will soon come when the adversary's activity will come to an end, for as soon as the existence of Jesus Christ is denied, as soon as people are deprived of the opportunity to freely take a stand on him as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, the hour of the end of my adversary's activity will also have come and he will be put in chains again so that he will be unable to work against me. And it can already be clearly seen how far he has taken hold of people who are without faith themselves and are for good to use for his shameful plans. With full consent they join his arguments and doubt or deny Jesus' existence on earth in order not to have to decide for the divine Redeemer and thus for me in him. Themselves. These people, too, are facing a spiritual turning point as long as they still lack the inner conviction to reject or acknowledge Jesus, but the possibilities are also open to all to make the right decision, all could come to the right realization with goodwill for truth and justice. But where this is lacking there is no clarity or deepest darkness is regarded as light and people remain in deluded thinking. But anyone who stands in the light of truth, who has already found the path to me, need not fear this time of spiritual change either. He will always brightly and clearly recognize the path he has to take himself, and he will also walk it unswervingly because he sees me myself at the aim and therefore also pursues the aim without looking backwards. And my messengers of light will come to meet him and help him where the path is steep and arduous, so that he will safely reach the aim, so that he will return to me, to his father's house. Amen.